Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What do you think Bailey Zappe then sits in this? Does he come in as the backup this week?
He would have to, wouldn't he?
I would think so. But that means I got to put him on the roster too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, well.
That's why he wasn't the backup, the emergency quarterback yesterday.
He's not on the 53,
He's not on the roster, yeah. That would have been... I mean, I was wondering, who's the next quarterback? It's weird. Like, if they would have won the game, I probably would have asked that question in the press conference. Like, hey, just in case, who is the next guy? But, you know, when you lose and the storyline turns a different way, you can't really... It's not, I could have just seen Kevin's face. But, hey, who was your emergency quarterback? Today is the day you ask that question, right? You could ask that today.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have asked that yesterday in a postgame press conference?
No.
No, I wouldn't have. That went through my mind. I was like, eh, well, I'm not going to ask that. I was just happy to get Shador to talk about the fans coming out at the end.
Not a bad idea. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Ryan is in Lincoln, Nebraska, a man who sees every part of the country.
Hello, Ryan. No.
Hey, Andy, Jeff. Always good talking to you, gentlemen, regardless of the circumstances that obviously at hand. This is just, well, first and foremost, I want to say hey to Bernie Kosar, man. Just
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Man, that is my idol growing up, man. And if there's ever somebody that you represent, like a Clevelander, it's Big Chuck and Little John, you guys, Bernie Kosar, these dudes are just someone you think about, you know. But anyway, I digress on that.
But hang on, can I get everybody up to speed just because you brought it up? Bernie was scheduled to have a transplant this morning, so, and I actually was texting with Bernie yesterday, just letting him know how I feel about him, because Bernie and I have been friends, and Jeff's known him for a long time too, and I just, you know, I unfortunately had to experience, and as many people have, and the work I do with Life Bank too, and just Les, if you get 2 seconds today, just send a prayer to Bernie, like, right now. That's all I'm asking. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Ryan, go ahead.
No, very well said. So again, obviously, football's in the back burner a little bit today. Obviously, just, you know, but again, at the same time, we're Clevelanders, right, man? So we recognize, obviously, what's going on. We give a darn. And it's consistently just happening, obviously, with the quarterback conundrum. You alluded to just different dudes left and right, from Derek Anderson to Baker to just Johnny Manziel to Kosar to just whatever, man. It's every single year there's going to be something, some circumstance, obviously, that's going to give us hope or give us, like, throw our hands up in the air. And this is one of those years where throwing our hands up in the air. And at the same time, me recognizing what we have at hand, I still have optimism, man. Not for these two gentlemen. Hopefully they're second, third stringers. But again, man, this is just one of those things, man. We need a dude in there who can hold the fort down for 5, 6, 7 years, like you said, Jeff. A guy that can actually play, that's not going to be just, hey, man, he's going to be for a month or a year or whatever. We need dudes in there like a Roethlisberger, I hate to say that, or just somebody that's just somebody consistent. And
hey,
I don't
hey Ryan, let me interrupt and stay on the line as I give you the stat. You ready? My favorite little tidbit going into the game yesterday. Dylan Gabriel became the sixth straight different starting quarterback for the Browns against Baltimore. The last six games against Baltimore, the Browns have had six different starting quarterbacks.
And that's unbelievable.
Here they are. Dylan, Joe Flacco, Bailey Zappe, Jameis Winston, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. How about that? Ryan hung up.
No, there you go.
That's what you want a lack of continuity. There it is.
You're right, man. I'm glad to hear, something moving forward is still out there. And again, not sure what that is, but again, at the same time, we as Browns fans, man, we just got to hold tight again. This is another one of those years, but I still feel confident, man, they're going to get this ship corrected. Hey, great show as always, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ryan, be safe there in Lincoln. Be safe in Lincoln. Andy, sixth straight different starting quarterback against Baltimore. And
this is the first time they've swept in a couple years, though. That's the crazy part.
Previously, the Browns had split those games.
Yeah, last 4 years in a row?
It was 4 years in a row they split with Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Jay's in Brook Park. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey, yeah. I've been hearing on social media and...
Turn it off. You'll feel better about life. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Anyway, Andy, I've been hearing the excuse train over and over again about how, Shadur wasn't getting any first-team reps in practice. And, to me, that just sounds ridiculous. Like, he's one play away from being in the game if Gabriel gets hurt. So why would you not prepare him in the event that Gabriel does get hurt and is out of the game or is ineffective? Like, to me, you should be preparing all of your players. Every player on the team should be preparing like they're the starter so that when they're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Number is called. They go in the game, and they play hard, and they play well. So it just seems like for decades, all we do as Browns fans is make excuses for losing and look for silver linings. And when does it give? When is it going to give? When are we going to have to stop making excuses for losing? That's what I want to know.
Jay, thank you. Just so everybody's aware, I agree. Would have been nice. You would think sometime between the time he was drafted and yesterday, Shadur would have had some reps with the number ones at some point. Okay, I get that. I agree with that. That said, Tyvus Powell yesterday, I asked Tyvus after Kevin said his thing, I said, hey, you've been on a lot of teams. You've seen a lot of quarterback situations. Explain what happens here. And this isn't me. This is a guy who has been with eight different NFL teams in some way, shape, or form. And Tyvus said, backup quarterbacks get no reps. He said, what happens is you're always getting your starter ready to go, always. And the backup is right there standing, watching everything right behind the quarterback, getting mental reps the whole time. He said, that's just the way it works. Now, would it have been nice? Yes, absolutely. Should they have? Maybe. The only reason I'll say that is this. He started the season as the fourth string quarterback behind Pickett, Flacco, and Gabriel. Then he became the third string quarterback. So just since Joe Flacco has gone, has he even been the number two quarterback? So would it have been nice had he had some reps? Absolutely. That's just not the way it usually works in the NFL. Was that a mistake on coaching staff's part? You can interpret that any way you want, but that's not the way it usually is. That's not the way it usually goes in the NFL. Jimmy is in Fairlawn. What's up, Jimmy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jimmy.
Listen, I was there yesterday.
Okay? Congratulations.
Season ticket holder, not going to miss any games, was there with my family. It was a blast. I don't know if you guys were there or whatnot, but it was a pretty cool setting. They had a monster electric guitar thing going on at halftime.
Oh, they did. It was crazy.
It was awesome. It was a cool atmosphere. Defense was lighting it on fire. And then the crowd erupted, and I was looking around at my boys. I was like, what is happening? Like, what? I didn't realize, right? And then here's Shador on the screen, and we're like, oh, boy, here we go. Like, those of us who had our hands in gloves, we weren't checking our phones. We didn't know about concussion protocols or anything. So here we go. And I have to say, I think this quiets down the Shador crowd a little bit. I understand what you guys are saying about not getting reps and whatnot. But if the argument going into the season has been that he was blackballed for whatever reason, he was a top five pick, he should have been on a roster somewhere in the first round, a first round talent, even if you're not getting reps, has had enough football behind them that you don't come in and do that. The crispest pass that was completed went to a Ravens defensive back. It took the air out of that stadium. Wasted another defensive, unbelievable performance. Like, the stadium was
Did you stay until the end of the game,
run.
Jimmy?
We did.
And so on that final drive, did you not notice the crowd got into it? Did you not notice
they
that?
I was sitting right there, too. But yeah. Then we meekly turned the ball over on downs, and we all were looking at each other like, what just happened? Like, I don't know.
I get what you're saying because I was there too, but I'm also telling you that I don't think the air is out of their sails. I think this is just he hasn't played in a year. I mean, yeah, how about the fact he said in the post-game press conference, he goes, I hadn't been hit since Colorado. He hadn't been hit since Colorado? What?
I thought
those preseason games were all just a fever dream?
That's what I was wondering too.
Well, but they also aren't played at the same level as what he played at yesterday. I mean, we could argue that.
Which is what we talked about when he played well in the first preseason. Yes. He was like, this isn't what you're
It was one of those moments where he said it at the post. I'm like, wait a minute, was that all a fever dream?
I did think it was interesting that Shador brought up several times that he hadn't played with the ones. Dana, you got some news.
But he also got asked that. He was asked that several times. It's not like he was like, oh, I haven't played with the ones. He was like a kid in a candy store. His eyes lit up with the fact that he was playing with the starters yesterday. I mean, I was like, he is young. He is young.
He's a year younger than Dylan Gabriel.
It's not the same experience. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Which exactly, Andy, is why they haven't played him this year, because they don't think he's ready. You just nailed it.
And they
exactly
didn't,
right.
And they didn't help him get ready when they made him the number two quarterback. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm not going to say that.
I can't argue with you. He's the number two quarterback. So that's the way that goes.
According to ESPN, Falcons quarterback Michael Penix has suffered a potentially season-ending knee injury during Sunday's loss to the Panthers. So as we get more information, we'll pass that down to you. But Penix is going to seek a second opinion, but it sounds like he had a season-ending knee injury, according to ESPN.
Which, of course, in college, he had some injury issues, too. So that's rough. Kirk Cousins, dust him off, baby. Here we go. He played a little bit yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, perhaps a fractured left wrist. Stay tuned on that one, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
one-day-only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.